Welcome to This Week in Illinois History. I'm Clint Cargow. On February 22, 1918, the baby who would become the tallest person in recorded history was born in Alton, Illinois. At birth, Robert Pershing Wadlow was an unremarkable 20 inches long and 8.5 pounds, but an issue with his pituitary gland led his body to produce abnormally high levels of human growth hormone. At 6 months old, Wadlow was the height of a 2-year-old. He'd reached 6 feet by age 8 and quickly captured the public's imagination. Here's a newsreel interview from 1930.
I'm Robert Wadlow, 12 years old, and weigh 240 pounds, and I'm about 7 feet tall. I like to play baseball, basketball, and football.
And he was still growing. Wadlow was 8 feet tall when he graduated from high school in 1936 and began work as a spokesman for the International Shoe Company. He traveled the country, appearing before huge crowds, but because of his extreme height and size 37 feet, walking became difficult. Robert Wadlow was still growing in 1940 when he tragically passed away from a foot infection. Just before his death, he measured 8 feet 11.9 inches and weighed 439 pounds. 12 pallbearers and 8 assistants carried his massive coffin to Oakwood Cemetery in Upper Alton. Alton still honors the legacy of its tallest son. A life-size statue of Wadlow was erected in 1986, and you can see his specially built school desk and other artifacts of his short but tall life at the Alton Museum of History and Art. I'm Clint Cargow, and that's This Week in Illinois History.